This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Washington, D.C. Thursday, working the town like a pro, starting at the U.S. Congress.
On the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met for the first time in person with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The meeting is a milestone in recent rapprochement efforts after a rocky relationship in the past when both often traded angry barbs. Analysts say the past will not be an obstacle moving forward. In a tweet, Turkish officials described the meeting as positive, with talks focusing on energy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
President Zelensky, after meeting at the Congress, moved on to the Pentagon to meet with U.S. military leaders. Later Thursday, he'll be at the White House for a meeting with President Biden, then a private event Thursday night in which he will speak. The goal, continued support for the war effort. President Joe Biden will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine on Thursday. According to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, it will include air defense systems and other weaponry to help Kyiv ahead in the tough winter in the war against Russia. Also today, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's attempt to restart his stalled spending agenda failed on Thursday when Republicans for a third time blocked a procedural vote on defense spending, risking a government shutdown in just 10 days. If they do not come to an agreement to raise what is called the debt ceiling in the United States, the government technically